Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. A reception for Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, at the White House, including the President and Mohammed bin Salman standing outside watching an F-35 V-shaped fly over the Washington Monument, a demonstration of power and promise. Mohammed bin Salman is said, this is Jerusalem reporting, that he wants a two-state solution before he'll move farther along the trail for the Abraham Accords, for cleaning up and paying for Gaza, for peace in the Middle East. At this point, the president is offering F-35s. There might be more to it. The president has enjoyed a success in these last days at the UN Security Council, an odd place for Mr. Trump to be successful, which has endorsed, that is, has not vetoed his 20-point plan for Gaza. All of this points to the fact that Mohammed bin Salman is putting himself at the center. You want something done? Please me. Gregory, I come on this matter because bin Salman is also a man who's been associated with autocracy in the near past. The solution to Gaza, the solution to war in the Middle East, the solution to the threat of Lebanon to Israel, is it bin Salman? Does he hold the cards?
Well, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman does hold a lot of cards. He holds a lot of money, which is the equivalent of cards, if you like. He has his own problems. He was very careful in how he and President Trump approached this visit to the United States. It's not a state visit because that would have to be undertaken by King Salman himself, because he's the head of state. So this is an official visit, but with the, if you like, the trappings of a state visit. The flypast today of both F-16s and F-35s was meant to be symbolic, because Saudi Arabia already has F-16s and could even upgrade a lot of those. Earlier this year, the Saudis committed to about $120 billion deal for military equipment, which included nominally the request for purchase of F-35s. So all of this is very positive. What we saw is that in the Biden administration, the UAE, neighboring to Saudi Arabia, had ordered 50 F-35s, and the Biden administration basically took that off the table, saying that UAE had human rights issues at stake. And so the UAE has not gone back and sought to renew that F-35 request under President Trump, and has instead turned to the prospect of acquiring the Russian Sukhoi 57 advanced fighter instead of F-35s. So this does give some impetus for Saudi Arabia to seek the F-35s very pointedly, and it's looking at buying 48 of those in the first tranche. The Saudis are not a land of infinite cash as they were once thought to be. Prince Salman's own major programs to diversify the kingdom away from oil and oil exports has not gone as well as he would like. Certainly, there's been massive progress, but his other industrial programs are not yet taking off. So Saudi Arabia needs to be seen to be advancing, needs to be seen to be a regional leader. It is a key to the Abraham Accords moving forward, and they are moving forward, and Prince Salman is committed to that. Unlike the report out of Jerusalem, it's not as black and white as it was portrayed. He's not looking necessarily toward a two-state solution. He's looking forward to progress towards Palestinian statehood. Now, that's a very different thing. It doesn't necessarily mean in Gaza. It could mean in the West Bank, for example. And because right now, the Palestinians themselves have been the ones who have been refusing statehood. They have not been seeking statehood. They believe that a Palestinian state, or particularly Hamas, believes that a Palestinian state should be all of Israel, no exceptions. In other words, a one-state solution, not a two-state solution. So it's been the Palestinians, the PLO and Hamas, who've been particularly opposed to that. So, and Prince Salman is highly aware of that. And President Trump's 20-point plan does move toward the possibility of recognition of a Palestinian state if the Palestinians would accept it. And that's going to be the fundamental thing. But right now, they all recognize that there are too many Hamas armed militants who have already violated the peace plan, going around killing their own people, killing Palestinians, for this to be a stable situation in any way, shape, or form.
What we're looking at then is a contingent upon Gaza. We should look to Hamas. If Hamas moves on, is eliminated or stops the violence, returns the three bodies, and obeys the directions of what you'd have to say a peace board, I think it's called, then bin Salman can move forward. Does he have the authority to move Hamas?
No, he doesn't have any authority over Hamas and has no influence over them at all. Hamas is controlled by the arch rival of Saudi Arabia, which is Turkey. Bear in mind that Turkey used to control Saudi Arabia under the caliphate. And when the World War I essentially gave the opportunity for the Arabs to gain freedom, they rejected the caliphate and Turkey with all the means at their disposal. And I have no intention of allowing them to come back under the caliphate. So Saudi Arabia is opposed to Turkey, which controls Hamas. That's the bottom line. Saudi Arabia is also concerned about the Shia clerics in Iran as well. But frankly, they're of a less concern than Turkey's massive regional aspirations, not just in the peninsula, the Arabian Peninsula, but also in the Red Sea.
30 seconds, Gregory. Right now, then, this is all aspirational. Mohammed bin Salman can make promises, but he can't tell Hamas to stop.
He can't tell Hamas to stop, but he can support the Israelis in their steps to eliminate the final remnants of Hamas.
There's been sabotage on a major railway in Poland. Signifying what about the Ukraine conflict? Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Warsaw. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.